Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is destruction of following desires. We start our topic, but before that, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever recites Salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal writes the reward of one qiraat for him, and one qiraat is equal to the Mount Uhud. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is a famous saying, as you sow, so shall you reap. On the basis of it, when a Muslim performs good deeds and acts upon them steadfastly, he gets the best reward for it. On the contrary, when the same Muslim performs bad deeds, he gets severe punishment for them and he is destroyed. Let's listen to something about it. On page 367, volume 1 of the two-volume book, Uyunul Hikayat, published by Maktabatul Madina, it is stated, the renowned pious person of the spiritual Sufi order of Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Sayyidina Abu Qasim Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, one night I became very restless. I kept myself busy worshipping Allah Almighty, but I had no inner peace. I tried my best to pay full attention to my worship with extreme humility and presence of the heart, but I could not succeed in my effort. What I did is I started reciting the Holy Quran, and yet I could not concentrate and get inner peace. I wonder as to why I was not able to concentrate on divine worship and I had lost my inner peace. Eventually, in the last part of the night, I put a shawl on my shoulder and went out of my home. After walking some distance, I saw a person wrapped in a shawl. When I approached him, he raised his head and asked me, why are you so worried? Has the judgment day begun? I asked. Has the fixed day of judgment come? The person replied, no, but I'm just asking if you are going to attain inner peace due to being worried about the state of agitation and restlessness. I replied in the affirmative and said that I have really come out to attain the peace of my heart and I want to know as to why I am not getting inner peace tonight. I then asked him, okay, tell me, do you need anything from me? He answered in the affirmative and said he needed something from me. I asked him, tell me what you need from me. He replied, O Abu Qasim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, tell me if there is any situation in which disease itself becomes a medicine. I replied, yes, there is one such situation in which a disease itself becomes a medicine. Listen carefully. When you oppose the desires of your nafs, all diseases of your heart will go away from you, and the same diseases themselves become a medicine. Having heard this, the man said, I have been answered this question in the same way 7 times tonight, but I had the desire to listen to this answer from you. By the grace of Allah Almighty, this desire of mine has been fulfilled, and I have heard the answer to my question from your tongue. Saying this, that person left, and then he was never seen again. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard how excellent prescription for the diseases of the heart, Sayyidina Abu Qasim, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, a great pious person of the Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, spiritual Sufi order, gave to that person by saying that when he would oppose the desires of his nafs, all the diseases of the heart will go away from him, and the same diseases themselves would become a medicine. From this, it has been learned that satisfying and fulfilling the nafsani desires are very deadly diseases, as they fill the heart with the filth of sins. Just ponder over this. Isn't it the reason due to which nothing virtuous affects upon our hearts and we do not take interest in acts of worship? So we should also get the lesson from this parable that instead of wasting our life in satisfying desires unnecessarily, we should live a life full of virtuous deeds as per sunnah. Remember, fulfilling each and every desire of nafs without caring whether it is permissible or impermissible is called following desires. Surely, satisfying desires only brings about loss. The evil influences of it can be very well judged by the following blessed hadith as well. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, three things bring destruction. Number one, being obsessed with greed. Number two, following nafsani desires. Number three, a person's act of feeling proud of himself. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we succeed in overcoming our nafsani, our carnal desires, inshallah azza wa jal, we will also get out of the evil habit of greed. And we will also get rid of various kinds of sins. In this way, our inner self would get purified, as well as we will attain the blessing of extreme humility and presence of the heart in acts of worship. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, human desires never end. With the passage of time, they keep increasing. At present, people do not care whether they have to take a loan or use impermissible or haram sources to fulfill these desires. Let's listen to a few blessed ayahs of the Holy Quran condemning the act of following desires, so that we too learn about the destruction of nafsani desires and try to avoid them. In ayah 59 of Surah Maryam, Part 16, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, then after them came the unworthy successors who wasted prayer and followed their desires. So soon they will encounter the valley of Ghay in hell. Commenting on the above mentioned blessed ayah, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported that Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, I heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, soon the people of the book and the people of Laban will be destroyed from my ummah. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who are the people of the book? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, those who learn the book so that they quarrel with true believers through it. I humbly asked, who are the people of Laban? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, those who satisfy their desires and waste their salah. Sayyidina Ibn Ash'as radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Allah azza wa jal sent a revelation to Sayyidina Dawood. Undoubtedly, the hearts which are connected to the desires of the world are away from me. In ayah 27 of Surah An-Nisa, part 5, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and Allah wills to turn towards you with His mercy, But those who indulge in their own pleasures wish that you stay far away from the straight path. The contextual background of the above mentioned ayah is that non-Muslims would consider it halal to perform nikah with the daughters of their brothers and sisters. When Allah Azza wa Jal made it haram to perform nikah with them, they started saying to Muslims, the way you consider it permissible to perform nikah with maternal and paternal aunts' daughters through the aunts are haram for you. Similarly, perform nikah with the brother and sister's daughters too. Upon that, the above mentioned ayah was revealed, saying that these people also want you to start committing fornication like them. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard how Allah Azza wa Jal has condemned those who satisfy their desires? Such people will be put into the valley of hell, namely Gai. Similarly, in another blessed ayah, hypocrites have been condemned because they were disgraced due to satisfying desires and now due to malice and enmity. They want Muslims to fall into this evil habit too. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we want to follow Islamic teachings after getting rid of fashion, we want to live our lives as per Sunnah after giving up love for fashion, want our reformation and Madani Tarbiyat for our children and want to give them the mindset of pondering over the hereafter from their childhood, we have to associate ourselves with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to make your mind to abandon nafsani desires for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, some blessed ahadith are being mentioned about the condemnation of satisfying desires so that more success can be achieved in staying safe from this deadly disease. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, paradise is nearer to you than your shoelace is near to your shoe, and so is hell. That is, hell is very near. However, paradise has been covered up with troubles and hell with desires and pleasures. In the same way, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, translation of the hadith, wise and sensible is he who makes an accountability of his nafs and performs deed for the life after death, and weak is he who follows carnal desires and hopes to Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, paradise is an extremely beautiful place, full of blessings and comforts, but it is not easy to get there. Rather, extremely difficult passes are on its way in the form of acts of worship, spiritual exercises and virtuous deeds which have to be crossed, whereas hell is a place of terrors, troubles and different torments, but it is extremely easy to get into hell because hell is covered up with carnal desires. So the person who lives his life satisfying impermissible desires of the nafs, it is feared that he might be made to enter hell. Therefore, whoever amongst us wishes to enter paradise and desires to stay safe from the torment of hell should try to overcome his permissible desires along with impermissible desires by opposing the nafs, because if we do not suppress our permissible desires, they will cause us to have impermissible desires. Let's listen to another blessed hadith for admonition. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, when Allah Azza wa Jal created paradise and hell, he sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to paradise and said, look at paradise and its blessings which I have prepared for the inhabitants of paradise. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to paradise and saw paradise and the blessings of paradise which Allah Azza wa Jal had prepared for the inhabitants of paradise, and came to the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal and humbly said, "By your honor and majesty, whoever will hear of this paradise must try to enter it." Then Allah Azza wa Jal gave the order of paradise to be covered with difficulties and troubles. Allah Azza wa Jal then said to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, "Go again and see paradise and its blessings which I have prepared for the inhabitants of paradise." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam went to paradise again, and what he saw was that it was covered with difficulties and troubles. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and humbly said, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, by your honor and majesty, I fear now no one will be able to enter it." Allah Azza wa Jal then said, "Now go towards hell and see hell and its torments which I have prepared for the inhabitants of hell." Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam went and saw that one part of fire of hell was climbing up the other one. So he came to the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal and humbly said, "O Allah Almighty, by your honor and majesty, there is no one who, after hearing about the severity of hell, will enter it. That is, he will try to protect himself from it." Hence, by the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, hell was covered with the covers of desires and pleasures. Then Allah Azza wa Jal ordered Jibreel alayhi salam, "Go towards hell again." Jibreel alayhi salam went and came to the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal and humbly said, "O Allah Almighty, by your honor and majesty, I fear that now no one will be able to stay safe from it, but rather, after indulging themselves in desires, they will enter it." Commenting on the above mentioned blessed hadith, Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "Desires refer to the worldly activities by which pleasure is obtained, whether it is directly prohibited by Sharia or it causes abandonment of any divine commandments if it is done. Moreover, doubtful acts and permissible and mubah acts which may lead to haram if performed are all included in it." Sayyidina Atiyyah bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, "A man cannot become pious and abstinent until he gives up permissible and mubah acts in order to avoid impermissible acts." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the blessed hadith, it has been learnt that a bondsman can enter paradise after experiencing these difficulties and troubles and get rid of hell after giving up following his carnal desires. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the pious bondsman of Allah Almighty would deeply ponder over the internal conditions of the grave and would keep themselves far away from the instability of the world and obedience to the desires of nafs. Surely, these blessed personalities would know that taking interest in this world and satisfying desires bring about loss in the hereafter. But unfortunately, we do not learn any admonitory lesson even after visiting the graveyards many times and lowering many dead bodies with our own hands. Those who would follow their desires and consider this world to be everything for them are reaping today what they sowed in the world. Remember, on the surface, the graves appear similar, but they all are different from inside. Some people's graves are a beautiful flower garden, whilst others are full of burning coals, snakes and scorpions. Just ponder over it. If a person is buried alive in the narrow, dark and frightening grave as a punishment for missing only one salah, or for lying only once, or for backbiting only once, or for having unlawful gazing only once, or listening to a song once, or watching a movie once, or abusing somebody only once, or scolding someone only once out of anger without any shari'i permission, or having beard shaved only once, or trimming it less than the length of a fist once, what will be his condition? Undoubtedly, those who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla tremble even to imagine it. It is only worldly imagination. Otherwise, who will be able to endure the torments which a person will have to suffer after death if he displeases Allah Almighty? It is stated in Hilyatul Awliya, when a bondsman is buried in his grave, all those things come to frighten him of which he was frightened in the world but did not fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to prepare for the grave and hereafter, safeguard yourselves against the sins, develop a habit of worship and recitation of the Holy Quran, and defeat every act of shaitan and nafs. You should associate yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, which is the Madani movement of the devotees of Rasul. Moreover, participate in the 12 Madani activities of the Zaili Halqa. Fill out the Madani in Amad booklet and travel regularly with the Madani kaflas. We make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal protects us from the destruction of following desires. Ameen. Bidahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. The pearls of wisdom.